Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. This episode is about magic, not the rabbit out of the hat kind of magic, but the magic that we encounter in our everyday lives. Believe it or not, I'm a pretty skeptical person. I know 2 episodes ago I said that I believe that I got 3 messages from the afterlife, but normally I'm a very critical thinker. I was never into affirmations or manifesting or The Secret or anything like that. I was always a work hard and make your own luck kind of person. When reality show contestants pray to God that they win, I always think, doesn't God have something better to do than help you with this? I mean, look at the world. But then when I thought back on my life, there are some things that just can't be explained, like those 3 messages from the afterlife. You can listen to the episode on good grief and ghosts for that whole story. People don't like talking about things that don't have a logical explanation. You think that your friends might make fun of you, think you're crazy, or label you as one of those people. But I believe that we've all had experiences that we can't explain, and we either don't acknowledge them or bury them, kind of hoping that they'll go away and that you'll eventually forget. Remember a while back when I talked about gifts? Once you start giving gifts on a daily basis, you start recognizing when they're given to you. The same goes with magic in your life. Once you are mindful of the magic, you start to notice it. And there's that word again, mindful. That's kind of like being on the lookout. Be open to it. That's not to say that you can't be a critical thinker. You can believe in science and still believe in magic. I do. For those of us who celebrate Christmas, for example, whether religiously or secularly, there's always a little bit of magic during that season. We get warm, comfy feelings. Towns are decorated, and just seeing Santa makes us feel magical, even when we grow up and we know it's just a guy in a suit. That's because during this season, we open ourselves up to magic. We watch those goofy Lifetime movies and listen to the standard musical tunes while we decorate the tree and bake cookies. Speaking of cookies, here's a funny story that I just remembered as I was outlining this week's show. Back when I was married, we had my sister and her husband over for dinner one night. At the end of the meal, my husband sits back, pats his tummy, and says, "Boy, I wish we had something for dessert." And at that very moment, a knock rang out at the front door. It was my neighbor who'd come to give us some homemade cookies that she baked. The 4 of us just burst out laughing, and my husband quickly said, "I wish I had $1 million," which made us only laugh more. Well, the second wish didn't come true, but we all did enjoy the cookies. That was a really cool act of magic. I bet there's at least one time in your life when you've wished for something and then you received it. Coincidence? Maybe. But I'd like to think that we really can tap into a magical force and manifest what you want through some kind of universal energy. But magic is not just about getting something that you want. Magic is meeting a person and knowing right away that they're your soulmate, or knowing that the baby you're carrying is a girl, being transformed by a piece of music. Some people have even reported magic moments with animals, where you just understood each other without language. It can be asking for a sign from the universe to make a tough decision and then receiving it. It could be that feeling that you get when you travel to another country or village. I definitely experienced magic when I stood in front of the cafe in Arles that Vincent van Gogh painted in one of his most famous paintings. Just standing in that exact same spot that he sat to create that painting, it was a combination of chills and love. In fact, really, all creativity could be considered magic. Some artists, painters, composers, writers actually say it feels like the work just flows through them to the page or the canvas. Magic can also be related to health. An unexplained recovery from an illness, something the doctors can't explain. Like Stephen Hawking, who just recently passed at the age of 76. Because of his ALS, in 1963, the doctors told him he would live 3 years at the most. Now, he himself might not have called it magic, but in my book, those extra 55 years were a magic gift, not only to him, but to the world. As you might know from previous shows, I'm not a religious person. I was not raised in a faith. But studies show that prayer can have a positive effect on a person's health, and meditation too. Specifically, group meditation has been known to positively affect communities. Now, how do we explain that? We really can't. To have a magical life, you have to do two things. You have to be open to it, and you have to understand that it comes from you. Yes, you are magic. Imagine there's an internet of sorts, of energy. It connects all of us. It's been there ever since there were sentient beings. And you can tap into that internet for information, positive reinforcement, and manifestation. I know, I'm getting a little woo-woo at this point, but stay with me. Let's try an experiment. Each morning or evening when you're in a quiet spot, think about something you want. Start small. Make it positive and attainable. Like instead of $1 million, say, I wish to have a little extra money so I can take a vacation this summer. You can be very specific or generalize any way you want to send it out into the world. And as a side note, I'll soon be doing an episode on money and financial joy. And here's a little preview. Money doesn't buy happiness, and it doesn't fix your life. Here's another story about magic in my life. My daughter and I were on a train from Paris to Provence on the way to Arles and Van Gogh's cafe. Neither of us spoke French. All I was really prepared to say was, je ne parle pas français, which means I don't speak French. In about hour 3 of the train ride, suddenly an announcement came over the loudspeaker in French. It went on, and the other passengers were becoming agitated. My daughter and I looked at each other. What do you think that meant? She asked me. Without thinking, I said, the train is having technical difficulties and we all have to get off at the next stop and catch another one. She was like, yeah, right, Mom. How do you know that? I didn't know how I knew. I just knew. It was like some unknown force translated it for me. My daughter knew my French skills and said, no offense, but let's just see what happens at the next stop. Well, guess what? Everyone got off, and so did we. And to me, that was just a little magic. You are way more powerful than you think. Tap into that energy internet and put forth what you want to attain in a positive way. Feed it positive energy. Don't wish harm on a person that you don't like. But instead, concentrate on ways you can positively affect your life and the world around you. Wish something positive for someone else, and then something for yourself. then stay mindful and see what happens. And I'll leave you with some magical things that specifically happened to me this past week. I was asked to be a guest on a podcast that has tens of thousands of listeners each episode. I had been asking my energy internet to increase my listenership and thanking the universe for the listeners that I have now. Yeah, you. Seriously, I thought maybe 5 or 10 people would discover my podcast, and to date, I've hit over 1,000 downloads. That's magic to me. I also have done affirmations for abundance, and this week I opened my mail and there was a card from a client with a tree on it, and inside were 2 $100 bills. Now, this wasn't a payment for work. He wrote, "Thank you for all that you do." It was like a tip. I've never received a tip for what I do. Now, that was definitely magic. I was also given the opportunity to work with a woman who is creating a peace conference here in the Yosemite area. I'm going to be profiling her in a couple of months, and I'll let you know the particulars of the conference when they're in place. It's going to be an amazing event. If you have a story about some magic in your life, something that happened and you couldn't explain, please share it with me and let me know if I can share it in a future listener feedback episode. For more episodes, visit our website, thepeaceful.life. And it really helps if you can just click that subscribe button on iTunes, which is now Apple Podcasts. That helps others discover the peaceful life. Remember, you are a spectacular and magical human being. Thanks for listening.